toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out here with a special guest. I like to bring people on when something pretty outstanding happens, I think, in the world of activism. And in today's world, this police state situation that we find ourselves in here in the United States, anybody that stands up to some extent to the police, I think, is a cut above most people and deserves to be focused on. And this man did that. His name is Trevor Leach, and he is with us from the Young Americans for Liberty organization. Trevor, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. Before we get started, tell us a little bit about Young Americans for Liberty. We can come back and talk more about it, but I want to just kind of preface what it was you were doing before the police decided to harass you and your friends recently in Washington, D.C.
Well, Young Americans for Liberty is a liberty-minded, chapter-based student organization with a little over 140 forming and active chapters on both high school and college campuses nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of seek to recruit, train, educate, and mobilize students on the ideals of liberty and the Constitution. And kind of going along on those lines, we held our first ever national convention this past weekend. And as part of that, we broke the students down into independent groups and sent them out into Washington, D.C. to kind of hold their own little activism projects to get some hands-on experience with what they'll be doing when they return back to their campuses.
Cool. So you were going out. Are you one of the folks that's kind of working behind the scenes at the Young Americans for Liberty? What's your role?
Yes, I am. I'm the national events director here with y'all.
Okay, great. So where did you, were you leading this particular expedition, or did it just happen to be you that was in front of the camera?
I guess it just happened to be coincidence. I wasn't even going out during the day, but I decided to have Jeff, our executive director, kind of take care of some of the food so I could head out in the field and just make sure nothing happened. And it turned out the group that I ended up teaming up with was the one that was confronted by a D.C. SWAT and also a host of other cops.
And that's where the video gets really interesting. People can go and see it for themselves at yaliberty.org. That's the Young Americans for Liberty website, yaliberty.org. It's my understanding it's right there on the front page of the website.
I just want
to. I believe so. And if not, if you go to YouTube and you just go to the Young Americans for Liberty YouTube channel, it's right on there as well.
Okay, great. So I would play it on the air, but the audio isn't that great. It's subtitled, and the subtitles are very helpful. So thank you to whoever decided to go through with that. So you guys were just doing a protest. I mean, First Amendment, freedom to assemble. I think we're all pretty familiar with that particular
sort of an anti-healthcare protest, it looked like.
Anti-government
healthcare.
Yeah, let me just first say thank you to some of our student activists out here at the convention. They actually stayed up until 7 o'clock the next morning transcribing the audio and getting all those subtitles in. So, again, thank you to all those that made those subtitles work.
So you guys were there doing a health care, anti-socialized health care protest, right? And it was public property.
Yeah, we went out and we broke it up into groups of about 9 to 12 students per group, split up all around the National Mall. If you're familiar with the National Mall and all, you know it's gigantic.
Yes.
And so we're having the different groups petition against government-run health care.
And how long did it take for the police to decide to give you some harassment?
The police actually showed up on two occasions prior to when we started the video, and then as well, and then once the video starts is when the D.C. police and SWAT team shows up. But about 30 minutes after being out there is when an unmarked police officer came up and explained to us we just had to cross the street over into the National Mall as we couldn't stand on the sidewalk in front of the Smithsonian, which is a public sidewalk about 6-8 feet wide with a gigantic pedestrian crossing going across the National Mall there. And so there's only about 5 or 6 of us on that side of the sidewalk and then about 3 or 4 people on the other side of the sidewalk. So we kind of refused to move till that police officer and then just kept going about. And then about 15, 20 minutes later is when the Smithsonian cops came out and once again told us, you guys have to move across the street. You can't stand on this sidewalk. Again, we refused.
Good for you.
And then about another half hour later is when the D.C. police showed up with the lights blaring, and that's when the video starts, and the SWAT team comes as well.
So wow. Well, first of all, congratulations on standing up for yourselves and not just immediately doing as these people say. It seems to me that the police are pretty good at just making crap up and coming up and giving people, telling people what to do in the hopes that they'll just do it instead of actually saying no. And that's one of the things that you guys did really well.
I agree, but in this case, you had the SWAT team guy come up in what looked like a deathmobile. I swear to God, I mean, it looked like it could be bristling with 50 cals. It was a dangerous-looking vehicle, and the guy was quoting off statutes and things like that that say, basically, you're required to have permission in order to have free speech,
or whatever
kind of double-speak Orwellian nonsense he was spouting off.
Well, the slaves over there got their permit, now you need to go get yours. Because there was another group nearby that was also protesting that apparently had their permission slip, and you didn't. But first, the local, was it a D.C. cop? Who was the lady in white that was talking to you first?
That was the D.C. cop, yes.
All right, so she came up. She was trying to gather information from you about who's in charge, which is one of the things that we've seen them do a lot. We're, by the way, doing this show for New Hampshire. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Free State Project, but we can talk about that in a little bit. But
I'm from upstate New York.
So. Oh, excellent, excellent. So one of the things that we've certainly seen the police do is try to gather information on who's in charge. So if you've got a decentralized movement and nobody really is in charge, then we've got this 8-year-old that we like to point to.
He's
the president. So that's what she was doing when the SWAT team guy came up and interrupted, and that's where things got particularly interesting. What happened then?
That is when the SWAT team Sergeant Dillon more or less threatened us with arrest unless we disassembled and left. He cited the federal statute, which we looked up later that day, and it says you do not require a permit if your group is smaller than 25 people. So even though PETA people across the way in the national law, there's only about 4 of them, even they didn't need to get a permit either. So he started rambling off about that, and we were well under that number. There's about 12, 13 of us in that one location. And then the National Mall is huge, and people really far in all distances couldn't even see him or hear him. And again, just kept threatening arrest, being coercive. You can actually hear in the video, if you turn up the audio, the Velcro on his belt. When it says reaches for taser, he reaches right in there and un-Velcros it.
Wow.
And so again,
Was he by himself?
He said during the video, he said, if you guys don't disassemble, I'm going to call them all over here and take you guys to jail. So we're assuming that he was referring to the rest of the people that rode over with him in the vehicle.
Yeah, and I found it interesting they didn't get out. Like, they would have had to have been in the back of this SWAT truck. I don't know. Was it running at the time? Did you notice?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And there was people. Again, the National Mall is all, they could have been all around, so we don't know. And then there's also Smithsonian cops who are out there still.
Gotcha. You know. So he demanded, basically saying, you've got to have a permit, you don't have one, so either disperse or you'll be arrested. Now, there was one point in the video where somebody says, and there's been some disagreement over who said it, somebody says you don't have freedom of speech. Was that the cop or was that somebody in the background?
No, that actually was the cop.
Okay. Wow. How blatant. I mean, they're just right up front about it nowadays. They're just
he's looking at one of the protesters when he says it. Like, he looks away from me, and he's saying one of the protesters. He's saying something, he goes, you don't have free speech, when the person behind me is saying something about First Amendment rights. And free
it's
speech.
Amazing.
He looks at them right back to me and says, you don't have free speech.
My favorite part of the video is the very end where you ask him what his name is. You've decided to call it a day, and you ask him what his name is, and he says, Officer Dillon, and then... Or no, you said, it says Dillon, and you said, well, thank you, Officer Dillon, as you're turning around, and he goes, it's Sergeant Dillon. And then you say, thank you, Officer Dillon, and just walk off, as though he deserves any respect after, as though you're going to respect his authority or his badge and his rank after he treated you like that. Trevor, can you hang on? I want to bring you back, talk more about what the Young Americans for Liberty is doing. You got time for that?
Absolutely.
All right, great. Hang on. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If the Young Americans for Liberty is involved in teaching young people how to stand up for themselves, then that's definitely something I would support. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our Facebook profile. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com. Click Become a Fan and get on board over there. And that's facebook.freetalklive.com. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your best chance for liberty in your lifetime, getting together with hundreds and soon thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all in the same geographic region to get active, for liberty. And it's already happening with hundreds already having moved here to New Hampshire. More are on the way. Over 9,500 people have currently been pledged to move to New Hampshire. So it's quite the movement, and it just keeps getting more exciting as the weeks go by. And, of course, we bring you a lot of that information here. But go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. That's freestateproject.org. We go back to the Young Americans for Liberty's Trevor Leach. He's with us from their Washington, D.C., I guess the headquarters. YALiberty.org is the website. That's YALiberty.org. It's where you can see a video of Trevor and a few others being confronted by a SWAT team member from Washington, D.C., as they were protesting or demonstrating, doing outreach on the National Mall, and the issue was health care, anti-socialized health care kind of protest. And the cops showed up to threaten them a few times, and then after they didn't leave, they sent the SWAT team out, and the SWAT guy basically said, look, you'll either leave or we're going to bring the guys out of the back of the truck, and we're going to make you leave. And so what they would have charged you with, I don't know, illegal demonstration without a permit or disorderly conduct. They always have their kind of catch-all charges that they can pull out and hit you with. So you, reluctantly and slowly, to your credit, you certainly took your time. Although your adrenaline may have been pumping, you appeared very cool and pretty calm throughout this video, Trevor. So have you had experience with the police before, or was this your first time?
I've had some experience with police before, yes.
Okay, because
some different things and different activism projects.
Excellent. It does. Would you say it gets easier over time?
It definitely does. Well, when you're first doing it, the adrenaline definitely is pumping. But over time, you just kind of get used to it. Same with anything. Practice makes perfect.
Sure.
The more you do it, the better educated you are as to how to approach it.
So, you know, dealing with the authorities is not like dealing with a customer service agent at a business. It's nothing like it. These people can shoot you, taser you, throw you in a holding cell. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, make some stuff up later about it.
You know, I mean, the idea is that these people are our servants and that these people are people, too, and all that other stuff. But at the same time, these are people that can do pretty much whatever the hell they want to do to you and get away with it.
So that can be pretty intimidating, no doubt about it. But you handled yourself well, and you did a pretty good job of asking them questions. One of the things that has been recommended by people like the Anti-Terrorist is he does a great YouTube channel, but is basically asking the police questions in response to their questions. Obviously, you'll only be able to get so far with that. Eventually, they will want to arrest you. But I had a very similar situation happen last year when some of the activists here in Keene, New Hampshire, the Liberty Activists, decided to go out to some of the polling locations and hand out some voluntarist literature. And there was a cop that came up. They called up. First of all, the voting bureaucrats tried to scare us off, which we weren't leaving. So they called the cops, and then three cop cars show up, and one of the sergeants gets out, and basically he begged us to leave. We kept standing there and asking questions and talking to this guy and not budging at all. And he basically got to the point where he was begging us to leave, and I figured, well, since he's begging, we'll go ahead and leave. We didn't really feel like getting arrested today. And was that pretty much your decision? Like, you just didn't feel like getting arrested, so you just decided to call it a day?
Not at all. As the events director, some of the attendees we had down at the convention were between the ages of 15 to 17. A dues-paying member of y'all is between 15 and 39.
Mm-hmm.
So I had promised some of the younger attendees, their parents, that I would maintain a watchful eye over their children when they're kind of out doing the activism projects and whatnot.
Right.
So I kind of wasn't about to have these minors arrested out there.
Right. So you had something else to consider. That makes sense. And I certainly appreciate that. Plus, and I wouldn't blame you for wanting to go to a Washington, D.C. jail. I've been to the jail here in Keene, New Hampshire, and it's pretty nice compared to some of them out there.
I don't think that necessarily to have a successful protest that one has to go to jail.
No, but it would make for sexier video, I think. I mean, that was a pretty good video as it is.
I don't think that video seems fine enough for me.
Having a cop arrest somebody for holding a sign is pretty harsh.
You can get it anywhere, though.
You can get that. Anyway.
There's no shortage of that. This video basically showed them breaking up a peaceful protest.
Yeah, that was great.
The cop mimicking and parroting the crap that was said at Nuremberg. It's just my job.
It's my job.
Right. Whatever. I think that was fine. To me, that this was great. It got to show. I don't know. I mean, the fact that he's got y'all behind him, YAL behind him, manages to push it to thousands and thousands of more people.
Yeah.
hopefully people see this and say, oh, wow, I guess we don't have the right to peaceably assemble.
So what did you? How did you find this whole liberty message, Trevor? What's your story?
I graduated from the Maxwell School of Citizenship and Public Affairs up there at Syracuse University. And after I graduated, I took a position with Dr. Paul's campaign. I had been a fan of Dr. Paul for a long time. I was an early age. When I was about in third grade, I asked my dad the difference between fiat and sound currency. And he explained all the Federal Reserve to me and monetary policy. And so I was about 8 years old, 9 years old at the time. And then from about the time of middle school, high school, is where I started learning about Dr. Paul. And ever since then, I just fell in love with a lot of his economic policies. And when I had the opportunity to join his campaign, I took it in a heartbeat. And ever since then, I've been working to preserve our most fundamental freedoms.
Well, thank you for getting active and caring about what's happening in the world around you. I have to ask, you said you were familiar with the Free State Project. Are you a participant? Are you a member of the Free State Project?
I've looked into moving to New Hampshire, but it's, again, with the whole job situation. And right now, I have a pretty decent home here in Yall. But we do have a YL presence up here in New Hampshire with Chris Pele, who's a Northeastern Regional Coordinator. I know he's a Free Stater up there.
Cool. The reason I ask is because I think that if you spend some time up here in New Hampshire and come on up for the upcoming Liberty Forum, for instance, it might be an event. I don't know if the Young Americans for Liberty had a table at any of the events, Mark. Do you recall that?
I don't know.
If they have. I know I think the Campaign for Liberty did, but YAL.
They are affiliated.
I believe, yeah. But that might be a good event for you guys to look into, the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum next year. It's a convention-style event where people get together and there's speeches and panel discussions and all kinds of it's a really great time, and it might be something that you'll want to look into. But the reason I ask is because I just want to make it, personally extend an invitation to really outstanding activists like yourself. This is a great destination for people that are really active in the Liberty Movement, and some of the best are coming up here to New Hampshire. So I just wanted to personally extend an invitation to have you come up.
Not to mention that, but the people that are active here in New Hampshire are actually having success. Trevor, how's it going in Washington?
It's going well.
Well, you guys are having some good luck with the audit the Fed bill, but I suspect Washington's probably on its merry way to getting bigger and having less sound monetary policies every day.
Any other thoughts on that?
Is that right, Trevor?
Can you say that again? You kind of started to break up for me. Apologize.
I was just suggesting that Washington's getting bigger all the time, and that the monetary policy is getting less and less sound there. No matter what an activist does.
Do you think there's hope for Washington D.C., Trevor?
I think there's hope for the Republic in general. Down here in Washington, YL is really a bottom-up organization.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to bring you back here in a moment, if you don't mind. Hang on, we'll come back with more Trevor and your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including the chat room, open 24 hours a day. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com. Best time to find people, of course, during the show. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. That they do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com, SACL CAI.
We've got Trevor Leach on with us from the Young Americans for Liberty. Their website is yaliberty.org. Trevor, as you said, it's an organization that is dedicated to bringing high school students and college students to the message of freedom. And then once they understand what liberty is all about, then kind of expanding their horizons, training them for activism, things like that. Is that my correct understanding?
Training them and getting them into those leadership roles. To kind of touch on what you asked me before, we took the break there. If there's any hope for DC,
yes.
If we can get liberty-minded people into these leadership roles across the country and have them eventually here in DC, then yes, there is hope. And that's something that kind of y'all's in part hoping to facilitate as well. So
you're talking to somebody who's pretty jaded, pretty cynical about the whole Washington D.C. situation.
I'd say two people,
maybe three.
Mm-hmm. I'm not as jaded as you are, Mark. And
how old are you?
I am 21.
You're doing the same thing that
I know. That's not fair. It's not fair. But it's just that I've seen so much fail over and over again.
Something as Washington D.C. is still there, and they're still governing people. It seems like they're taking on more and more of the governing role from the states and even the localities. So it makes sense to me that there would be an organization like Young Americans for Liberty that would aim to scale back the size and scope of Washington, the government in Washington, D.C. How effective it is focusing on federal issues compared to local and state, I don't know.
Now you say there are different state chapters of the Young Americans for Liberty. Is it a nationally focused organization, or do they focus on doing in the different states different activism there?
Both. Why national? We focus on both state and federal issues, but we pretty much, our chapters is very decentralized and grassroots, and we let our different chapters, they know what's prevalent on their campus in their communities. They know whether it be lumber mill issues or water issues, what are the hot button issues, and what's important in their communities. So we give them the opportunity to speak out what it is that they want to. We're just hoping to provide them with the tools and techniques to be effective, to accomplish what they want.
That's a good thing.
So when you say tools and techniques, give me an idea. I mean, if I'm a high school student maybe putting together this Young Americans for Liberty group, it's my understanding there are dues that have to be paid?
Yes. You need just to form a chapter. It's three dues-paying members, and dues are $10. But incorporated in those dues, you get a subscription to our quarterly annual publication, A Young American Revolution, Inside Track to Jobs and Internships, eligibility for events such as the National Convention and other Y'all National events, is really and a host of other things.
Point of clarification, Trevor, is that $10 a month, $10 a year?
That's $10 annually.
Okay, that's pretty reasonable. I think your average high school kid can afford $10.
Yeah, and I'm noting here on the YA Liberty website, you do keep track of the chapters, and so there is kind of some overhead there as you add chapters. Mm-hmm. The central organization does have more overhead in trying to coordinate things and keep track. So to me, it does make sense that you would have dues to cover some of those expenses.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Kind of touched on that, but we also, for example, this past convention, we brought them down and we had an entire campaign school about how to do direct mail fundraising, how to fundraise in general, how to run campaigns, and then the activism projects, how to hold your own events, and then a whole day dedicated to how to build your Y'all chapter, how to hold events on your campus, how to payroll and everything like that, to touch on techniques.
Great.
So we also kind of taught these chapters how to grow their own chapters and be successful out on their own.
The idea is to keep it feeding in with new recruits, right? Because if you form a chapter and then everybody graduates, then it's gone. So you have to keep bringing new people in year after year, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something
that's one other thing we touched on during the convention is we had a whole lecture on leadership and leadership development, and how to identify new people that could potentially take on those roles in the future.
Great. I think that's all very exciting. It sounds like a positive organization out there working at making a difference. I don't know if I think a difference can be made in Washington, D.C., but, you know, if you've thrown it up against the wall enough times and you decide it's not working, come on out here to New Hampshire and help us out.
And I will point out that people can move to New Hampshire. And while the focus of the Free State Project is on making things more free in the state of New Hampshire, you can focus on federal issues that affect the state of New Hampshire. I mean, New Hampshire's still in the Union. The federal issues do still have an effect, so I don't see anything wrong with doing activism aimed at federal issues from New Hampshire if you're a member of the Free State Project.
How do you feel, Trevor, just for me personally, how do you feel about the idea of declaring independence, maybe as one of the states leaving the Union, something like that?
I am absolutely all in favor of the 10th Amendment movement, the state sovereignty movement that we're experiencing right now. I am all for Texas utilizing their constitutional rights to secede from the Republic or any other state for that matter.
All right, excellent. So let's see. Mark, any questions for Trevor while we've got him here?
No, you've been asking the questions that I want to know the answers to.
One more that I can think of here tonight is that you mentioned that you've got paying members all the way up to age 39. Maybe I misheard you, but it's also an organization that's focusing on high schoolers and college-age people. How can people who are not in college, people who are older, get involved? Is that possible? Is it they can only contribute? Or what sort of roles are there for people that are, you know, over the age of 23 or whatever?
You can get in contact with us here at Y'all National at the email address is contacts@yaliberty.org, and we can put you in contact with local chapters that are near you, the state coordinator down there, the regional coordinators for whatever area you might be in, and so that way you can contact whatever chapters are near you, find out what they're doing, say, hey, do you guys need help with this activism event? I would like to come out and help you guys with this. What are you guys doing? So if you just get email contact at yoliberty.org, we'll put you in contact if you're not on a campus or high school.
Okay, very cool. Nick, any questions for him? Because I'm running out.
No, I think everything's been explained pretty well.
Trevor, is there anything else you wanted to share with our audience while we have you?
I would just like to say that all of our efforts aren't possible with supporters like yourselves and all of our generous donors all across the country. So if you like what you're doing, please take the time and visit www.yaliberty.org/donate. Because, again, all these efforts are made possible by people that love liberty.
Great. And if you go to yaliberty.org, there's the video that we're talking about with you and the SWAT team guy, and that's the number one reason to go and take a look. I think that's the reason I wanted to have you on the show, because you did an awesome job at standing up for your freedom, even though you don't really have it, just as we don't. But, you know, you stood up as long as you possibly could. You went right to the brink of arrest, and then you decided to call it a day. And I think that you handled it. I think you handled it perfectly. Well done.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Trevor. I appreciate having you, and look forward to more from the Young Americans for Liberty getting out there and continuing to get active, and maybe we'll see some more exciting videos in the future. Thanks for the time tonight.
Y'all take care.
All right, good night. That's yaliberty.org. That's their website, and great. I'm glad, you know, more young people getting into the movement, I think, is a great thing. And,
you know, that's certainly where you have an opportunity for growth is with young people. If you have a movement that is getting grayer and grayer as the years go by, that's a very bad sign. You need to be bringing in new people just to keep things on an even keel. And ideally, the movement would be growing at an accelerating pace.
I'm really of the opinion that the sort of liberty movement in general is a movement of young people. And
it sure is now more so than I would say a decade ago. I mean, a decade ago, Mark, you were coming to the Libertarian Party meetings down in Florida, weren't you?
In 1999? No.
2000, right?
Yeah, 2000-ish, somewhere.
Well, shortly thereafter.
There wasn't much going on there.
There wasn't anything like young people at those meetings, right? Those meetings were mostly men over the age of 40, I would say.
A few of them, yeah, a handful.
1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. But, and it's not just an exclusively young person's movement, but we're seeing a real influx recently, and I think that's a healthy thing. More on the way, you can take control, bring up anything. There's some really disturbing news from the UK coming up next.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new Bad Girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle, and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls about whatever you want, George is in New Jersey, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
Hey, how you doing? I'm just here to talk about the quatrosexuals and, you know, what we have to go through.
Quatrosexual.
Yes.
Can you define that, please?
Yeah, well, a lot of people actually ask this question, but it's really like girls. We like girls, but we can't get the pass, so we switch to guys, and we also like girls that dress like guys.
Slow down a second there, George. George, slow down. You said you like girls, but you can't get the cash?
No, just can't get past to the point where we actually can, you know, communicate with them to a stronger level.
So you aren't able to actually, you don't believe you're able to connect with a woman, so you like the woman, but you don't feel like you can communicate with them?
Exactly.
Okay, so then what?
What did you miss?
Well, you lost me there. So you like girls, but you can't communicate them, so what else?
We also like girls that dress like guys.
Okay, so cross-dressing girls, you prefer that over regular girls?
Yes.
All right. So
why in particular?
I don't know. That's just the way how I feel. I mean, that's how me and some of my friends feel.
Now, what is it? Why is the term quatrosexual? Where does the four factor come in?
Okay, we like girls.
That's one.
Okay. We think we like guys. Okay, so that's a little division there. That's the conflict, internal conflict. Uh-huh. We like girls that dress like guys.
Okay.
That's three. And we like guys that also dress like girls.
So you are just all over the place there. Now, how many quatrosexuals do you know?
About 17.
17, huh? And how old are you?
19.
Where did you meet so many quatrosexuals? Is it just really popular these days, or what?
Well, I've met a few online, you know, through Facebook, MySpace.
Oh, okay. I mean in real life. Like, how many real-life quatrosexuals do you know?
About three.
Now, how would I, if I were to be walking down the street, perhaps, and come somewhere near a quadrosexual, how would I know?
It's more of a thing where you become comfortable with the person. You might not, right away, you can tell the difference between a straight person and a gay person.
Sometimes.
You can tell that right away. But
sometimes, yeah.
A quadrosexual is somebody who is, more internally conflicted with this problem.
More of an enigma, basically, a little more difficult to sniff them out. So do you pretty much just have to, just throw it out there to somebody and ask them, do you like guys that dress like girls, or do you like girls that dress like guys? And then,
sometimes the way I dress, sometimes attracts other guys, and I...
So do you actually...
Do you wear high heels?
So you also engage in cross-dressing?
Occasionally.
Now,
when the mood strikes.
Is the term quattrosexual accepted at this point, or is this just something that you've made up and called the radio show about? I'm kind of curious here.
No, it's nothing I've made up. It's been around. It's, sort of a newer term, like the term emo, if you think about it. That wasn't around, say 10 years ago.
Yeah, somebody took punk rock music and made a new name for it, yeah.
I tell you what, you learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. I wish you good luck out there, George. It's probably not easy being a quadrosexual. Would you say it's more difficult? Maybe more difficult than being a homosexual in the American society?
Well, definitely. I'm sick of people always coming down on us, and it's a problem for years. I've even done my research, and ever since World War II, we've had this problem. There were soldiers that actually felt this way. During World War II, there's a few times where people would actually dress up like women to, entertain other guys, and I believe that these people were quadrosexuals.
Now, how do you spell quadrosexual?
Exactly how it sounds. Quatrosexual.
Now, I'm looking here at the Urban Dictionary, and I don't know if you're pulling my leg here, George. The Urban Dictionary says a quadrosexual is one who's willing to do anything sexual for a quarter.
Really? Okay, well, that's, I'm actually on the computer right now.
To be fair, it's the only definition there, and there are a lot of urban terms that have several definitions. The Urban Dictionary is one of the most useful web devices out there, because there's so much slang in society today. When you hear one of the hip new phrases, and you're like me, and you're completely not in any sort of hip, cool culture, you can always go to the Urban Dictionary at urbandictionary.com and punch in whatever groovy phrase it might be that you're hearing, and so you can actually submit your own definition. So maybe you need to go in there and create a new definition that then people can vote it up or vote it down, depending on how if they agree with the definition, and maybe your definition will end up being the number one. So it sounds like this is a pretty much a brand new thing, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate
you. You're very welcome.
You.
But I would
thanks.
Never have sex for
very
a quarter,
good. Though. I don't care who you have sex with. That's your business.
For
yeah, but not for a quarter.
Oh, okay. Well, then you are. You definitely need to get in there, urbandictionary.com, and add your own definition. Thanks for the call tonight.
If you do it for free, why wouldn't you do it for a quarter?
Because then that makes you a prostitute?
I suppose. Does that the idea of that break your heart?
No, I don't care about prostitution.
Yeah, see?
Well, I think everybody to some extent is a prostitute. To some extent.
Selling your labor somehow.
Right. If you're in a bar and you're buying someone drinks instead of giving them cash, isn't that pretty much the same thing? A lot of people pick each other up in bars in America, don't they?
Yep.
I've never done it myself, but I certainly have seen it in the movies. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to John in Washington. You are on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, John. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, my name is Johnny Weaver. I'm a member of Young Americans for Liberty. We just had our first
Young
ever.
I'm sorry.
For yeah, Liberty,
Young
the
Americans
same folks
for
we
Liberty.
Today?
I just couldn't hear what he said.
Okay.
Correct. We're YAL is what we go by, Young Americans for Liberty. We're gotcha. A sister organization to Campaign for Liberty.
I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the hour, but we actually had Trevor from Young Americans for Liberty on the show for the first three segments of this hour.
That is awesome.
So we've actually talked quite a bit about Young Americans for Liberty.
Okay.
What was on your mind tonight?
I was just wondering what you guys thought about that, what the people are saying about it. It seemed pretty ludicrous that they called SWAT on a bunch of students that were just trying to wake people up to the truth.
Well, it didn't really surprise me. Obviously, I'm pretty upset by their behavior, that is the SWAT team's behavior, but it's not shocking to me at all. I think that it's fortunate that they were able to get out of there without handcuffs on and without a taser attack going on. So I think that all things considered, it went as well as it could have. It could have gotten much more confrontational or violent, depending on how rogue the police officer is that you're dealing with. But this is typical across America, where people are being told that they don't have the freedom of press, they don't have the freedom of speech. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, we've had people arrested for recording video in a public court lobby. Down there, you've been threatened for holding signs, and videographers in Miami and across the country have had encounters with the police that have been less than friendly and downright dangerous. So it's just, from our perspective here on the show, as watching the police state rise for the last however long we've been doing this show, 6 years or whatever it's been, seven, I guess, almost at this point, but watching the police state just continue to get worse, this is just another video in a series of them. But the reason I wanted to have Trevor on the show was to talk about what they did and what they're doing with the Young Americans for Liberty and bringing more people to the ideas of freedom that are of a younger age set, I think is a pretty valuable thing. So I'm glad that they're out there doing that.
It is absolutely ludicrous. I think Officer Dillon should go get online and go to oathkeepers.com. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Is it oath-keepers or is it Oath Keepers? I thought there was a hyphen in there.
I believe it's just Oath Keepers.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure if you Google Oath Keepers, you'd be able to pull that up. That's a website you were telling us about recently, Mark, where the police officers and the members of the military can actually go and reaffirm, basically, that they're following an oath to uphold the Constitution, not necessarily just blindly obey orders. Is that basically the case?
Well, correct. John? The Constitution is the highest law in the land, and he's given us of lower laws, which the Constitution trumps. And not to mention the law that he mentioned, was the stipulation in there was 25 people or over. We had less than 20 people at that specific location.
Well, the thing is, the cops will just make stuff up. And even if you have less than the amount, you never agreed to their laws in the first place. You certainly aren't obligated in any way besides the gun on that man's hip to obey them. But even if you had four people and the limit was 50, it wouldn't matter because they could still arrest you for some nonsense like disorderly conduct. They wouldn't necessarily have to charge you with assembly without a permit. They could just make something else up, one of their catch-all crimes, and arrest you and charge you and send you to jail based on that. And let me tell you, they would not hesitate to do something like that. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number two is on the way. You can bring up anything disturbing news from the United Kingdom of the worst order. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.